North Dakota Barley Growers Association has their booth, and the chairman of the North Dakota Barley Council is Doyle Lentz. Good to see you, Doyle.
Oh, good to see you, Mick, again, and always a pleasure that you come over and have a little chat with us about what's going on in barley.
Yeah, well, barley is such an important product for the barley product is important to a lot of farmers, and, you know, no barley, no beer, so barley is important, although barley in the bin, there's been a lot of it here the last couple of years.
Yeah, we're up against a fortunate problem, you might say. We've had excellent yields. We've had excellent quality, over 90, 95% acceptance rate in the malt. So that means we have very little feed barley or alternative barley around. And consequently, with that high of acceptance rate, we've kind of flooded the market.
Now, in years past, guys have complained that, you know, about how they work the contracts of the maltsters and work all. But it still does come down to science and quality and all that.
It's all about quality, you know, Mick. You know, if we were in the buyer, you got to put the other hat on sometimes. And, you know, if you're the one buying that product, you want the best you can get to make the most beer you can out of one bushel of barley at the end of the day. Yeah. So
I guess the flip side of that coin is farmers are doing an awesome job if they're growing mostly malting quality.
You know, we've seen that all across the spectrum, not just in barley, but in wheat as well. The management has increased and improved so much with the different fungicides, and the ability of the farmers to adapt to that is just amazing. You know, nobody like the American farmer can adapt as quickly as they can to give the customer what they want.
Yeah, and of course that meant that in the last year or two, barley acres have been way down. So are we going to see the vacuum is gonna, you know, we need more barley acres maybe this year or next year?
Well, I think, you know, we're kind of getting to that point right now where they've cut the contracts enough that they need to have a good crop. So I don't feel like it's going to slide a whole lot more. We're also finding other uses, Mick. The Barley Council's worked hard to try to develop a food-grade barley market over in Asia, primarily Korea and Japan. That's gained a little bit of traction. We've got processors here in North Dakota doing that and helping us grow that market. The other thing, the craft brewing, of course, has become bigger and bigger all the time. And with the craft brewing, they want to do more direct buying from the farmers in the state. So that's a good thing. The other thing, the third and final, is the pet food industry. That's a whole new market for us, something that's really exploded with the idea of non-GMO in their pet food. Not necessarily saying that's a good thing or not, but I guess if it's a market we can help fill, you know, we're going to try to do that. So sure. We're exploring that and expanding our research into that.
Yeah, well, increasing demand, that's the purpose of the council. So I do not ever make a pot of soup without throwing barley in at the end, but what is the food grade or food demand, food quality barley demand over in Asia?
What they're doing over there, they're using it as a rice extender. It's higher in beta-glucan. It's a little more healthful. Quite honestly, rice can be sometimes in short supply, and the quality can be suspect. They just get more nutrients for the food value. And barley seems to be something that doesn't demand a lot of flavor changes, and they use that in additive. So
a lot of TV commercials on now are all about pet food. Dog. Everybody's got a dog in town, so I guess there's demand there too.
Oh yeah, I mean, we kid, you know, I think people don't always care about people, but by God, they sure care about their pets. Yeah, unfortunately, but the reality is people will spend a great amount of money to get their pet what they perceive as a healthy food, and of course barley, again, with the beta glucans and some of the other things I mentioned, work very well in making that product. So, you know, we're not going to walk away from it. If there's an opportunity there, we sure want to make sure that the growers in North Dakota have an opportunity to deliver barley into that market.
Yeah. In the Northern Plains and in the Pacific Northwest, that's kind of the barley growing area. What other parts of the country do you see starting to grow more barley, or could they grow?
Well, we're seeing barley trying to be grown all over the United States. With the craft brewing thing, they want it local barley. They're not having a lot of success, I can tell you, but we are starting to see some in New York, upstate New York, for instance. We're seeing some.
Two row?
Pretty much two row out there, all two row, in fact. And then Pennsylvania a little bit. We're, you know, a smithering in kind of Ohio, Michigan, and those places. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to be hard to get any concentrated volumes that are going to be usable. But
they'll probably never grow it in Georgia, right?
Well, they'll try, you know, and likely fail.
Yeah.
We provide a lot of information to some of these states, and the NDSU does a great job as well of trying to walk them through the process. But at the end of the day, there's a reason it's growing up in this part of the world. I mean, it's that cool climate that has a tendency to be a little dry, and it seems to do the best there. But we don't want to discourage these guys completely, because we want to get them in the beer business, and if they get successful, then eventually they'll come to us and buy barley. So.
Sure. And again, the local foods movement and the craft brewing and all of that's they're growing. It's a process, a learning process for them too.
It is, and people need to remember, at one time, New York was the number one barley growing state. You know, and as the evolution of corn and other things came along, causing the disease pressure, which we've even experienced here now, it moved it to Wisconsin and then North Dakota, and now it's out in, you know, Idaho and Montana is where a lot of the production's at. So we are running out of real estate, though.
Yes, I'm afraid so. All right, well, you're heading to Washington, D.C. here day after tomorrow for the National Barley Growers Council.
It's the National Barley Growers Association. And, we meet annually in Washington, D.C., usually in and around that first week of February. And we'll get together and we'll have a policy paper that we'll go up on the hill with and visit about our priorities. It's not a lengthy thing. It's, 15, 20 things that we want to visit about, ranging from, you know, research to transportation and maybe crop insurance, things like that. So we get together, all the barley growing states, and we have a little meeting down there, not of a huge group, about 40, 50 people. And we go to the hill for a day, and we also put on a reception, the Barley Brew and Boots reception, which we partner with the industry, and we just kind of have a good time with the staffers and some of the senators and House members, and we have a nice reception for about 500 to 600 people, and pretty popular, because when you give away beer, you have a tendency to get a good crowd.
People do show up, indeed. Now, the insurance that you mentioned started off as a pilot program, and it was kind of a product of the North Dakota Barley Council.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, something that we developed. It's still not exactly where we want it. Like most things, we're work in progress, but it is adopted to the whole country now. So they took our project and blew it up to the whole country, which is a good thing, because then we get more feedback and it makes it much easier for us to make the changes we feel are necessary. So, we're tweaking on it a little bit all the time. We think we're making progress. We haven't been able to test it, fortunately, because we've had these good quality crops and everything, so that's good. But it looks like in the small areas where they've had to use it, it's worked pretty well. So,
Are new varieties coming out of NDSU, and are there, what, you know, for somebody that maybe wants to grow a little bit? Grandpa grew barley for, you know, sweetens up the soil and all that stuff. So there's good reason to grow barley. Why should a farmer take a look at it?
Well, it continues to be a really good rotational crop. You know, the sugar beet guys have known that for a long time. We're starting to see it more in the prairie pothole area. You know, it does a little better in them saline spots and stuff. And it's just kind of a good fit to have some on your farm, you know. So, you know, hopefully you can use some of these varieties. And Rich Horsley at NDSU has got a couple of new two rows that are coming in the pipeline that they look really promising for North Dakota. So we're excited to start seeing more acres of them as they do more experimenting with them. The private companies as well, you know, have kind of come into that market a little bit. So hopefully we can find a good two-row, you know, to learn how to grow here in North Dakota. And that, you know, the farmers can make profitable.
Yeah. All right. Doyle Lentz up there in Rolla, North Dakota, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Where, in addition to barley, what else do you grow?
We grow spring wheat, soybeans, and canola on our farm. Them are the four crops we have. So.
And 2018 was okay, or was it exceptional?
2018 was a very good year on our farm. I mean, I don't know how we did it with 9 inches of rain, to be honest, but they came at the right time. It was kind of cool. We had a top five wheat crop, top five barley crop. Maybe the canola might have been the biggest disappointment, a little bit down, but not a disaster by any means. Above average, probably. But and the beans, I don't know. I'd have sold you beans really cheap the 1st of August, and I'm sure glad I didn't, because they turned out yield-wise very good. Of course, we're waiting on price, but hopefully we can get something there. But the crops were good. No complaints here.
All right, good. Well, there's the price of soybeans and all the other issues with soybeans. There's another thing you can work on while you're in D.C.
We'll talk about it. I can guarantee you that.
All righty. Thank you. Doyle Lentz, chairman of the North Dakota Barley Council. Thank you very much for the work you've done and continue to do, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
There you go, revisiting a visit with Doyle Lentz.